A Testimony of Reproof. Nashville, Tennessee, June 25, 1904. The converting power of God must be felt in Battle Creek in order that men may realize the character of the work in which they have been engaged. Many in Battle Creek have set themselves to war against that which the Lord God of Heaven has declared should be done. They have been placing impediments in the way of the advancement of the work that God has signified should be built up at the capital of the nation. They may think that they are doing God service, but they are warring against Him. They have turned from light and assurance to darkness and uncertainty. I entreat those who have been seeking to embarrass the men who have been appointed to carry forward the Lord's work to turn about and try to advance this work. The work that is to be done in Washington has been plainly pointed out to us. Will those who have shared the burdens of the cause for many years withhold their assistance now, in this time of necessity? Will not every true-hearted son and daughter of God come up to the help of the Lord against the mighty, realizing that His truth, in all its purity and glory, is to be proclaimed in Washington, our nation's capital? I ask you, my brethren and sisters, to wipe away the stain of sin that has been made by the efforts to hinder the establishment of the work in this important place. 20 years ago, a strong work should have been built up in Washington, but unbelief and resistance against the truth stood in the way, and the advantages of the national capital as a working center were not recognized. Time is short. Let no hand in Battle Creek be now stretched forth to work against the purposes of God and to hinder the advancement of His cause. I appeal to all who profess to be Seventh-day Adventists to cease their criticizing and accusing and their bearing of false witness. This is a time to make diligent work for repentance. Do not listen to the scientific theories that will be presented to delude your souls. Satan has his whole army in the field. He is working constantly, using the most ingenious methods to cause blindness to come upon those who have long known the truth. The church militant is not the church triumphant. We have earnest work to do. We have stern foes to meet, and only by laying fast hold to the word of the living God can we have a true understanding of the responsibilities and perils of the hour. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you, except I shall speak unto you either by revelation, or by knowledge, or by prophesying, or by doctrine? And even things without life-giving sound, except they give a distinction in the sounds, how shall it be known what is piped or harped? For if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? 1 Corinthians 14, verse 6-8. So likewise ye, except ye utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For ye shall speak into the air. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian, and he that speaketh shall be a barbarian unto me. Even so ye, forasmuch as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. Verses 9-12. Men in responsible positions in some of our institutions in Battle Creek have, by their words and their course of action before unbelievers, placed our institutions on a level with worldly institutions. Some seem to have lost all sense of the sacred character of the institutions and of the purpose for which they were established. A great dread has been upon my mind as to what the result will be of this lack of spirituality and clear discernment. Sanitariums are to be conducted in such a way that God will be honored and glorified. They are not to become a snare. But unless the human instrumentalities are under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the enemy will use them to carry out his devising for the hindrance of God's cause and for the destruction of their own souls. Many have already lost their love for the great, grand Bible truths concerning Christ's second coming. It is only the Lord's working, believing people who are full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, who will honor the truth that they profess to believe. Their faith speaks out through their earnest belief of the truth. They render loyal allegiance to their leader. They rest upon the efficacy of his sacrifice for the race, knowing that it speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. They believe that to those who look for him, he will appear the second time without sin unto salvation.
Are you traveling in the narrow way that leads to the city of God? Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Matthew 7, verse 13, 14. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Verses 21 to 23. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Verses 24 to 27. The Lord desires his people to build their faith upon his living word, not upon changeable, pleasing scientific theories. God calls upon his people in Battle Creek to put away their enmity and criticism and evil speaking. He calls upon them to cease to bear false witness, which neither gives nor brings relief. They need the living connection with the true wine that is spoken of in the 15th chapter of John. Let them dismiss the suggestions of the enemy and keep close to the great teacher. Read the 8th chapter of Matthew and learn from it how Christ united the ministry of the word with medical missionary work. Study the methods of the great healer and labor as he labored. Those who will accept Christ's invitation to take his yoke upon them and learn of him will find the rest that he alone can give. They will then feel that they have no cause for complaint. The abiding rest that Christ gives brings the consciousness that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Oh, how many unwise words are spoken by unconverted tongues! How much unbelief is generated by satanic agencies who follow men wherever they go, to lead them to see that which will provoke and to hear that which will call forth words of retaliation. These agencies fill with the spirit of rebellion the minds of those who have not heeded the words that God has spoken. Those who have spoken despiteful words against the messages of the Lord will have opportunity to see the sinfulness of their course. The unbelief of the professed people of God and their resistance against the truth has brought them into the Laodicean state. Christ declares that pretentious piety is nauseating to him. To the one so full of self-sufficiency, he says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. Their works are opposed to the holy principles of his word. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Revelation 3, verse 15-16. They may long have professed to believe the truth, but they have so unchristlike a spirit that God cannot tolerate them. His word to them is, "Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him, and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Verses 17 to 22.